This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
A wise man once said, when the lawn is trim, your tree always looks better. Help your lawn look better with the high-quality line of products from Manscaped.com. From the Weed Whacker 4.0, the Lawnmower 4.0, or their amazing line of Down There skincare, Manscaped has everything you need to keep your lawn looking amazing. Get 20% off and free shipping with code MULTIPLAYER at checkout. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped.com when you use code MULTIPLAYER at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Hello, fellow gamers. Welcome to the Multiplayer Gaming Podcast. We are three dads who love to talk about video games, and we are very excited to have this bonus round episode for you all today. We are going to be doing a gaming edition of Would You Rather questions. For introductions, we're going to do something a little bit different for this episode. I am your host, Paul, and with me is Josh. Now, Josh, would you rather tell the people about how they can help support the show, or would you rather tell them about our new legendary supporter?
Ooh, I'm picking legendary supporter.
That's a lot more fun, isn't it?
It is. Thanks for giving me first pick, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, is that like a host seniority thing since I'm not the newbie?
Sure. Oh. Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to.
Well, we have yet another legendary supporter. As listeners of the show know, we have a different tiers on our Patreon page, which you can get to by going to multiplayersquad.com. But people that love the show, want to help the show, they can sign up and support the show. But we have a legendary tier, which is the highest tier you can get, basically. It's you know, ascending Mount Olympus, so to speak. But people that sign up in that tier, they get to pick a game for us to play. Their perks never go away. They'll always be legendary on our Discord server. And one of the, I think, possibly the longest term listener that we have, one of the OGs, has changed his name a few times on the Discord server, but I'm going to go with the latest one, which is Dr. Catatonic. Has been around since the early days of the podcast, went legendary, has been a longtime supporter of the show, and said, you know what, it's time to up my game, join that legendary tier. Thank you, Dr. Catatonic. We love having you in the community. We love having you as a supporter of the show. Thanks for sticking with us through all these years.
Yeah, absolutely. And Cat has given us a list of possible games that he's going to choose for a deep dive, although they are all a little more spooky in nature. Ooh. So he asked if we can hold off and do his deep dive closer to Halloween, which of course we are willing to do.
Absolutely.
So we're looking forward to that later, but we will let Kat decide to announce what game that is whenever he just decides he wants to do that.
Callisto Protocol.
All right. And then joining me and Josh, we've got Michael here. Sorry, Michael, you don't get a would you rather. There's only one left. So Would you rather tell the people about some ways they can help support the show or refuse? I guess those would be your options.
I flat out refuse to help anyone, the noob. No. Do you want to be like Dr. Catatonic and be extra awesome?
Yes.
Well, you can support the show by going over to multiplayersquad.com. And if you support the show, guys, you get all kinds of bonus cool stuff, right? You get, if you go to the Discord server, you get a different color for your name, which is super exciting, right? It's not that gray. It's all kinds of fun colors. And the different colors depend on what tier you support on. But also, Probably a little bit cooler, you get bonus episodes. Yeah. We give you extra episodes. They're really just a bunch of shenanigans, but they're a lot of fun. And you can have those, access to those twice a month if you support the show. So please do that at multiplayersquad.com. That was good, right? Did I do it?
Yeah, absolutely. And all three of us are on those bonus episodes. We cover mostly gaming, but there's always a couple silly questions in there, and it definitely devolves into a little bit of madness
if you've ever wanted to just be a part of our conversations, like that we have before the shows and after the shows, that's honestly what the bonus episodes are like. So it's more of like you're hanging out at the table with us. They're a little less formal. They're a little less structured. They're a lot of fun. But that's kind of what I would equate it to.
Wait, do we have a formal structure on the rest of the show?
Semi-formal. I mean, we're doing the intro right now. Right?
That's right. You're right. This is on my document. It says intro, next, Michael, try to talk a little bit less, and then end of show. Yeah. I think those are my notes that I have here.
That's always our notes for Michael.
Right.
Just talk less.
Just don't. We know that you're riding bicycles inside your brain right now. Just go. Just park the bicycle. Get off. It's Josh's turn to say something that actually makes sense.
Yeah, and Josh picks the silly debate question on each Squadcast bonus episode. Mm. So if you want to hear us debate over whether or not it's okay to pee in the shower, that's the kind of content you're missing out on.
How many holes a straw has?
We're going to get a rush of subscribers after giving away some of the silly questions that we ask now.
Oh, goodness. All right, so we are going to be doing a whole bunch of gaming Would You Rathers. A very long time ago, Josh and I did a Would You Rather episode back when Todd was still here on the show with us, although it was a little over 2 years ago, I believe. It was one of our very first bonus rounds, and we have not gone back to that well ever since. So we decided, why not? We've got Michael now with us. We haven't done this in a while. So each of us came up with a list of Would You Rather questions that are all gaming related, and we are just gonna go in a circle, read our Would You Rathers, we'll all give our answers, and then we'll keep going until we run out of questions, or what's probably more likely is running out of time, because we've been known to get a little chatty on these, but we are going to try to keep it to an hour.
What, us?
Does that sound good to you guys?
Now, I think we should tell everybody, we have not shared our questions with each other. So no. While we each have our own list, you guys have no idea what is on my list of questions.
Correct.
And I have no idea what's on y'all's list of questions. So that's part of the fun of this is we don't know what's going to happen here.
Yeah. It's always very exciting having no clue what you guys are going to be hitting us all with. Mine are all very
standard, guys. Don't worry. Oh,
I hope none of them are hard. I'm not ready to think a lot today, guys. I got to be honest.
Like, you didn't study for the Would You Rather episode?
I didn't. Is there a study guide?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There is.
Oh, I got to
spark notes.
You know, I'll take this week off, and then you guys can just Paul, Would You Rather, Josh. That's it.
There you go.
Would you rather Michael take the day off or stay here and talk some more?
Would you rather Michael talk less or talk less?
Right.
All right, Michael, I know you were super excited for this Would You Rather. Let's give you the honors. You got your first Would You Rather you want to read for us?
Yeah, I'll start it off with, I'm not going to go super crazy. This is a super crazy one because this is literally a question about crazy. So, would you rather have Micah Bell or Handsome Jack in your party?
Ooh. At a party? Like at my house?
No, like in your party. Like you're a posse, you're roaming around. You're on a quest. Yeah.
What quest?
Yeah. Any quest. Just would you rather have Micah Bell or Handsome Jack?
I'll go on Handsome Jack.
As your right-hand man.
Does the game have friendly fire?
Yeah.
Because that might change my answer.
I'm going Handsome Jack. I can't stand Micah Bell. That guy, he was my number one pick for worst villains or, you know, people that you hate in video games. There's no way I could be in a party with Micah Bell. Give me Handsome Jack. He might kill me. He might stab me in the back. Micah, I feel like, won't try to kill you right away, at least. Like, he's going to sit there and troll you and call you names and stuff. But Handsome Jack might just assassinate me. But I'll take my chances in dealing with him, because at least it'll be fun until he assassinates me.
Well, here's the thing. Handsome Jack is predictable. He is evil, and you know he's evil. Micah, on the other hand, is a total wild card where, I guess, Red Dead 2, spoilers, He's actually working undercover with the Pinkertons, and he's selling you out, and then he will just randomly start shooting up a town after you break him out of jail. And yeah, you hate Micah. No one wants to spend more time with Micah. Even you, Josh, I remember when you were trolling our Discord server a little bit and you were trying to argue that Micah was one of your all-time favorite characters. And like, no one was even buying that. So there's no way you want Micah to be in your party.
No.
Yeah, I think you got to go with Handsome Jack. Even though he's a lunatic, I feel like he's the known lunatic that I'd rather take my chances with.
Yeah, see, it's funny. When I was thinking about that one, I was kind of thinking that Micah Bell is somewhat predictable. But that's also because I've played the game and I know what he does now. So it's kind of behind the curtain. But in real life, maybe not. My only argument for Micah Bell is that, like, dude can take out a whole town by himself. Like, he's a good shot. He's ruthless. And depending on what type of party you're in, like, maybe you need that on your side. If, like, you know, and he was loyal to, like, certain people, kind of. But yeah, I would just be concerned about Handsome Jack, because just when you think he's actually on your side and he's getting all chummy with you and all friendly and saying all those fun jokes, then he zaps you in the back. But I think I'd rather have Handsome Jack as well.
Yeah,
at least it'd be fun. And, you know, with Micah it's not fun. At least with Handsome Jack, you know that before you die you're probably gonna get a laugh,
right? Yep.
Yeah, and Handsome Jack's not gonna call you Black Lung for the entire time you're with him. All right, good one to get us started off with. All right, Josh, what you got?
I'm just going to go very straight and narrow for the first question. So just, I mean, as baseline as I can get. Okay, would you rather have to lick Trevor Phillips from Grand Theft Auto V's dirty underwear or have to lick the lint out of Roadhog's belly button?
I was teetering on whether I was quitting the show when this episode started, but I think this question has made me just want to quit the show.
So
I don't want to think about this.
So Grand Theft Auto V, Trevor Phillips, famously crazy guy. He's not the most hygienic guy.
No,
wanders around in soiled underwear and a sweaty wife beater.
He might be the least visibly hygienic soiled guy.
You know, but then there's Roadhog from Overwatch, who is has one of the most pronounced and cavernous belly buttons that I can think of. I can't imagine the things that get trapped in there. So pick your poison, gentlemen. Which one are you going with?
When I think of Roadhog, the first word that comes to my mind is the word moist. And that's not a place you want to start. It's not. I don't want to lick that. I don't. But the thought of licking Trevor Phillips's underwear. Oh my goodness. Like, what do I what do I do? Like, the underwear is, I couldn't handle the smell. Like,
just don't, I think, breathe. That, don't breathe.
Don't breathe. Maybe just taste the thought it of it.
I think I'd rather lick a disgusting belly button than a disgusting
butt. Just to see if I can sway your thought process. You just have to lick the underwear. That's it. Just once. Just a little lick. But with Roadhog, you have to lick the lint out of it.
So I've got to, like, dig in there with
you've
my tongue.
You've got to dig in. And you've got to actually strike gold.
So if I come out and I don't have, like, I show you guys my tongue and there's no lint on it, you're like, you got to go back in.
Going back in.
Paul, why don't you answer this one first?
These both sound so great. I don't know which one to choose. Is there any possible upside to finding anything in Roadhog's belly button? I kind of doubt it. So if you're going to make me go digging with my tongue or just like a little light lick.
Yeah.
Boy, I give me sentences I would never say for $1,000, Alex. I'm going to say give me Trevor Phillips underwear.
Yes!
And I'm going to go ahead and give it the tiniest lick if it's going to be that minor compared to Roadhog's
belly button.
All right,
so Michael, does that sway your decision?
I don't know. It might.
Following the crowd, or are you forging your own path there, buddy?
Thank you for the nightmares, Josh.
Yeah I'm not.
Told you, it's just the first question, guys.
I think that when I think about it, I think about, like, Trevor's attire. He doesn't seem like a boxer briefs guy. He seems like a loose fitting.
Oh, he's a tidy whiteys for sure.
Oh, he's tidy whiteys.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I know. Oh my goodness.
More like tidy yellowies.
I want the.
Tidy brownies.
Roadhog has an Audi, right?
Yep.
I'm going for the Audi. I'm licking the belly button. I'll find the lint. Trevor's tidy whiteys. He's probably been wearing them for 6 or 7 days.
Oh, he's been on a bender the whole time too.
Yeah, there's Skidmark Trevor. That's what we're gonna call him. I'll take the belly button, even though, like, there's really no right answer here. I just feel like I'm picking the less wrong one. So give me the belly button for 200, Alex. Wait, what is a belly button lick?
200. I'm going the underwear, man. I think because I'm sensitive to like textures, right? Like I don't like certain foods because of like the texture of it. I don't think I could deal with having to pull out some lint and be like, all right, there you go. Like, you know, as gross as the other option is, I think it's the least intrusive of the two. So I'm taking the Trevor Phillips underwear.
What if you get in there and you find out that it actually smells and tastes like bacon in the belly button? That's what I'm hoping for.
It could. It very well could. But
I'll let you guys know when I'm done.
That lint has been in there for a long time.
Now, Josh, afterward, are you going to take the toilet plunger like Ace Ventura? And
I was going to say, I am 100% Ace Venturing this thing.
Watch, yes. The irony of this question is the lint that is in Roadhog's belly button probably came from Trevor Phillips's underwear.
There you go. So I got you're just doubling down.
Poor Roadhog. Yeah. He's out there and he's like, I'm really hygienic. Why are they messing with me?
Say bacon one more time. All right. Let's move on. As much fun as it is thinking about Trevor Phillips' underwear in my mouth, let's go on to the next question. All right, I'm gonna bring things back down to a relatively normal base. I'm gonna go with a more traditional one here. I got some that are a little crazier, but let's just bring it down a notch. I'm gonna ask you guys now. All three of us famously love RPGs. I think all of us say it's our favorite genre.
Yep, right? You would be accurate.
Would you rather live in a world where the only video games that exist are RPGs, or a world where all other genres exist, but there are no RPGs?
Ooh.
Josh is going to be way more conflicted than I am on this.
I will be. You give your answer while I sit here and try to decide.
Michael, you're not going to have games like Myst. There's no puzzle games, interactive movies. And I know you like some of those games, too.
Yeah, I just think that if you look at my top 10 list of games, I think they're all RPGs except for Myst.
Yeah.
So I'm as much as I like other games, I think I'm definitely drawn more to gaming. The reason I game is RPGs, really. Like, if I'm looking at playing a game, like before I was on the show, I would just not play games if there wasn't a good RPG to play in a lot of ways. Or my friends are playing a game. That was fun, too. Oh, that would be gone, though. I couldn't play games because there's not a lot of RPGs out there that are good for big groups, you know? Overwatch is out. No. Deep Rock Galactic's out. I'm still picking RPGs. I'm going with RPGs because that's why I game. But Josh is not going to get his favorite game of all time, Rocket League. So let's see how he answers.
This is where I'm really torn here because I do love RPGs. Now, my brain is instantly, because I don't follow rules a whole lot, trying to think how I can bend these rules. Now, do RPG elements count? Because most games
give
nowadays...
Give me a game you're thinking of. Give me a game you're thinking of.
Satisfactory.
That is not an RPG. Definitely not.
It's got gear upgrades and equipment.
No one has ever called Satisfactory.
I'm just saying it's got, you know, so these games that might have RPG-ish elements to them. So this is traditional RPGs.
Yeah. Your Dragon Ages, your open world RPGs.
What about Bioshock? Would you say Bioshock is an RPG?
No, I would say that's an action game.
As much as I love RPGs, I need variety. It's the spice of life, boys. So I would just have to give them up, man. I need that ability to play a puzzle game from time to time. I need the ability to play Rocket League, some first person shooters, you know, whatever. As much as I would just put a hole in my heart, man, I gotta have that variety.
Yeah, you know, RPGs are by far my favorite. Look at my top 10. I think like 8 of them were RPGs, something like that. I know I had Portal and I had a Mario game in there, and I think all the rest were RPGs. But I don't know, losing out on all survival games, all first person shooters, card games, Josh, you really love.
I do.
You know, I'm going to lose Hearthstone. I mean, even just losing online only games like Overwatch, that is so much of my free time and social time with friends. So I think I'm with Josh. Even though RPGs are my favorite, I would rather lose RPGs and keep all other gaming than to be pigeonholed. Yeah, I think we've had some good would you rather questions. We're getting people on both sides.
Yeah,
I love
that's true.
Yeah.
I'll take the whole of the pigeon. Give it to me if it's an RPG. There's an RPG section where that pigeon lives. I'm taking it.
Okay, Michael, we are back around to you. Hit us with your second question.
All right. So I'll kind of keep this in the same vein as Paul. And this one's a little bit more normal. I think every question is going to be normal when you compare it to Trevor Phillips's underwear question. So, all right. Would you rather play only one game at a time, but you play it to completion, like 100% completion on the game, or juggle so many games that you literally can never, ever finish a game? Like, you can't finish the main story. You can't finish the main quest line. You can never see the end of the game, but you can play as many games as you want.
This is such a layup for me.
So this, one of these is clearly already Josh.
Since I just kind of answered this one, I'll just jump in real quick and cap on to that one. I need that variety. I rarely finish video games. If I do finish a video game, it says it is a tremendous recommendation from my brain that says, hey, we like this game so much that we want to finish it. Even the best of games, I generally peter out towards the end. So for me, I'll never finish a game and just play 100 different games all at once.
How many different games have you actually finished? Like one hand? Do you think?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. For like to actually seeing like end credits roll, it's probably, in all honesty, in 40 years of gaming, probably, I don't know though. See, back in the Nintendo days, you didn't have that option. You had to finish your games because that's all you had. True. So, but I mean, if we're talking gaming in the last like 20 years, I've probably finished 10 games total in 20 years time. No lie.
So
like,
that's wild.
That's honestly, if you gave me 5 minutes, I probably could go through the list, but yeah. Wow. I like that variety, man. My brain just wants something different. And then I'd go with that. And then once I don't play a game for like a week, I'll never go back to it.
I'm pretty sure I know what Paul's answer is going to be. So what I should probably rephrase the question. Would you rather play games like Paul or play games like Josh?
That's exactly what the question is. I am such, like, I don't even know how to describe this. I'm such a completionist in all areas of life. I do not put a project down and pick it back up later. If someone gives me something to do for work, I have to do it immediately and finish it. I don't like juggling multiple things at once. I like handling things one at a time. And when I play video games, when we do our deep dives, I completely finish the next deep dive before I jump into the next game after that. The only thing that I do juggle a little bit is I have no problem with a game like Overwatch or Rocket League or Hearthstone on the side. And so that way, if I want a break from like a story-based game or something that we're doing a deep dive on, I can hop into an online match or two, because that's multiplayer. That's a little different. So I don't mind having one or two of those on the side, but I will play every game to completion. I won't necessarily go for all the achievements, but I have done 100% achievements for games like Mass Effect 1, Mass Effect 2, Cyberpunk. I got 100% completion on for all the achievements. So I'll even do that sometimes, whereas I don't know if Josh has ever looked at achievements for any game ever, because I'm guessing he doesn't even care.
Wait. What do you mean by achievements, guys?
Like, your
playing
SR.
The game is the achievement. Yeah, well, my SR is good. So,
yeah, I'm almost loyal to a fault. Even if it's a game I'm not really loving, I'll still finish it because I want to get my money's worth, and then I'll move on to the next game. What about you, Michael? I feel like you're a little more loyal to your games, but I feel like there's so many games you want to play, you sometimes end up dropping some.
Yeah, what I'm guilty of sometimes is if it's a long campaign, like a long game, like Horizon Zero Dawn, which wasn't a long game. I think I completed the whole game in like 103 hours, 100% completion, every single achievement, everything, every little box on the, you know, everything. And I came back to it twice. Like, I left and came back twice because it's like that's an undertaking. And I had other games I wanted to play, so I'd go and come back. That being said, that was still like my main game at the time. And I would rather play a game completely all the way through than to like never be able to finish it. Like, I don't understand Josh's head. I don't, it's your head. I don't get it. But no,
you don't want to understand it.
I know that mind came up with the question about Trevor Phillips's underwear. So I don't want to go there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've made jokes in the past. It's like Josh will just watch the first episode of every TV show on Netflix, and he's just never gone on to episode two. He's perfectly content. Oh, this is new. Oh, this is kind of fun. Great. Oh, here's something else that's new, and it's kind of fun. And I do think that there's definitely some validity to that. I think Josh likes the excitement of having the next new thing. I get some excitement wrapping a bow on it, seeing that 100% completion and being done. So just slightly different motivating factors, I guess.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Josh, we are back to you.
All right, guys, I'm gonna tone it down just a little bit.
No, it's
my
not.
One crazy.
Would you rather
crazy
lick?
Question? All right. Would you rather have to be roommates? Okay, so living in the same apartment or house with Wario and Waluigi,
or
Pikachu and Kirby?
Oh man,
I think this one's kind of easy.
Really?
Yeah,
I still don't know my answer to this one. They're both
terrible. I don't know. Well, with Kirby,
I came up with a question and my brain can't decide.
Isn't Kirby going to eat everything you have?
I mean, maybe.
But he'll spit it out and it's still fine.
So you're happy with eating leftover spit out mac and cheese.
But then sure. If Kirby eats your couch, you're sitting on Kirby at that point. And that gets kind of awkward too.
Yeah, but is there anyone more annoying in all video gaming than Wario and Luigi?
Yeah, Pikachu. Yeah.
Pikachu! <You're> gonna... Pikachu!
I'd way rather hear Pika than
How many times can
Wario.
I say it before it starts getting annoying, Paul?
I'll try one more time. Compared to Wario.
So you're picking Pikachu and Kirby, Paul?
Pikachu and Kirby any day of the week. They are much cuter than Wario and Luigi. Their voices, while Pikachu does have a very high-pitched voice that will get on my nerves eventually. I'd still rather have that than Wario and Luigi's voices. Right.
Do you get the benefit of Pikachu? Because doesn't like your Pikachu or your companion... I've never really played the Pikachu games. What are
no,
they called?
You don't
they're
own called Pikachu. Pokemon. He's Pokemon. Just a roommate.
He's just a roommate. I don't get like whatever benefits
he's his own person, Michael. You don't own him.
Okay. If your power supply breaks, can you ask Pikachu... Yes. To give you a spark
it'll,
in your
it'll
PC.
It'll fry sure. all your electronics.
Oh, man.
Make sure you have some surge protectors in that house, right?
So what would be the upside to having an evil Mario and evil Luigi living in your house is my question. Like,
you make your decision and then I'll tell you.
Man, I think I'd probably rather not live with a couple of evil people. I'd rather live with good people. As annoying
are,
as...
Are Pikachu and Kirby Pika! Considered good?
They're yeah, not 100%. Considered bad.
Absolutely.
What makes
they're
them like good?
They're your buddies. They're helping you.
Yeah, they're the protagonists of their respective games.
True, versus the antagonist, I mean, which, okay, so just
they?
A breakdown.
Yes,
antagonist, 100%. Antagonist, good. Protagonist, or antagonist, bad. Protagonist, good.
Protagonists
I got
are
that
good,
right.
Yes. I know we've gotten that mistake mistakenly. All
right, so Michael, you're picking Pikachu and Kirby?
Yeah, really just because I'd rather not live with evil turd nuggets who are
going
to
I'm
be,
going
be
with
evil.
The evil turd nuggets, man, because you I'll tell you what. One of them. I'll tell you I like that's why. Okay, I don't doubt that this
Josh
would get
right
annoying. I don't doubt that they would probably trash the place, right? But I can deal with the slightly like evil side more than I can the super annoying side of like Pikachu and Kirby.
Pika.
Kirby okay. swallowing stuff, Pikachu just saying Pikachu all the time. I would shoot Pikachu. I would literally come home one day and be like, I can't take it anymore. Like, okay, I get that Wario and Luigi can be annoying, but they're going to come up with some of the best shenanigans and be like, ha ha, Josh, let's go, you know? And then I'm going to be like, yeah, all right, sounds like a blast, guys, let's go, you know? And so I think... Plus, I'm pretty sure Wario and Waluigi can hold down a job, whereas Kirby and Pikachu are not going to be contributing to rent.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
Kirby could be like a garbage man. That's about it. Just take all the garbage and bring it to the dump. Spit it out.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Pikachu can win you some Pokemon tournaments and probably bring home some fat cash prizes.
He's not going to want to go to work every day when he's... No, man. He's living his own life.
Man, if he gets down on cash, he could literally just trade himself.
Yeah, but then he's
for
going,
money.
And then I got to find another roommate.
Oh, I mean, he'll find his
well,
way
back. Pikachu and Kirby, I choose you. Yeah. They're my roommates. I'm taking them. Josh can have Wario and all Luigi, right. And
we'll be having lots more fun than you guys. That's for sure.
Sure. The police will be called to your apartment far more often.
It's
than
not
mine,
my fault. It's my roommates. Guessing. Sorry.
Very nice. Okay, let's see here. Next, would you rather question? All right, here we go. Would you rather always have minor but noticeable lag anytime you play any game ever, or always have no lag but only be able to play 4 games with you for the next year?
Oh, man. That's evil, Paul. That's evil. Okay, so always have minor lag and play anything I want, or... never have lag, but can only play 4 games for the next year.
Yep. You have to pick 4 games and you are locked in for the next 365 days.
Is the
days.
Minor lag perpetual forever?
Yes. It is noticeable.
Give me the
1
year.
Minor.
I'll pay my 1 year's time.
Yeah.
I then it's over. And I honestly, I can get by with Overwatch, Rocket League, and 2 other games for a year. It would suck, but I could do it. And then it goes away.
I feel like you would end up spending more time with some of your other hobbies, like woodworking.
Yes, exactly.
I feel like you would disappear for chunks because you would get so sick of playing
Dude,
those 4
lag
games.
Lag in games is terrible. The rubber banding, especially depending on... I mean, I play a lot of Rocket League, man. A half second of lag will just trash you in that, so...
Yeah, lag in something like a turn-based RPG is not going to hurt
not that
you
big
nearly
deal.
As much.
Right. You just wait.
But yeah, especially online matches, especially Rocket League, that'll really screw you up. What about you, Michael? Are you gonna go for that constant minor lag or no lag, but you only get 4 games for the next year?
I think the real question should be, would I rather have the lag, the constant minor lag, or lick Trevor Phillips's underwear? And I would rather lick Trevor Phillips's underwear, so I'll do the 4 games for the year because I can't know. Lag is like the most annoying thing. You know, it's like in any aspect of your life, you're watching something on Netflix and all of a sudden you see the quality go from like that beautiful 4K to like a 480 or something, or you the loading bar. In games, again, like we played V Rising. We did that review a couple months ago.
Oh,
and the first couple days, that
don't
lag
bring
made
up those
me
memories.
Want to
oh, don't
I wanted to smash
Michael?
My laptop. I wanted to smash it. Cause
yeah,
be like
that was not minor lag.
That
wasn't
minor.
That was some pretty major.
Yeah. Yeah, but even minor lag, like rubber banding, like you're like, let's say you're, you know, when you're walking with a character and they're getting there, but like every fourth or fifth step, you go back a step. I'm like, no, none of that. I feel like I can pick 4 games that are big, big, robust RPGs and get 400, 500, 600 hours worth of playing out of like some really big games and satisfy myself for the year.
I think this is a tough one to answer. If you really think about it, 4 games for a whole year, especially now that we're a little older and we're past those Nintendo days where you had 1 game at a time, it would really be hard to only play 4 games for a whole year. That's a long time. And any brand new release you're not going to have access to, you're going to have to wait.
Until next year.
But I still think I would go with only four games and no lag. And I'm just going to pick four games that are online PvP. That way you're not going to get as sick of it. If you pick something like an RPG, eventually you're going to be done and there's nothing left to do. So I would try to capitalize on Overwatch would definitely be one of the four. And I'm going to pick some other similar type to online matchmaking games and games that also are heavy in customization. So like if Forge is out for Halo Infinite, then maybe Halo Infinite is one of the other three. But yeah, I think that's what I'm going to pick on my side.
Yeah, see, I think my answer was more driven by the year 2008. This answer is brought to you by the year 2008, because in 2008, I played two games that whole year. I played Oblivion and I played Gears of War 2, I think. And yeah. That was it. And it was like Oblivion was, I put like 450 hours in that game, you know? And yes, I did get the first microtransaction of all time. I got the horse armor, which I thought was exciting.
Very nice.
And then I was duped like everyone else. Like, wait, this doesn't help me at all. It's just cosmetic. What did I pay for this? Anyways.
Yeah.
So I think I could get through it just because I put so much time into the RPGs. I do love getting the 100% completion, you know, like that every single hidden thing, everything. You know, and so I think I could do it with four RPGs, but I'd probably have to pick like Overwatch as one of them so I could take a break and just play something else every once in a while. But give me the four games.
Yeah. Guess what's coming back? World of Warcraft. That's going to be one of my four. I'll tell you that right now.
There you go.
All right. Well, we are halfway through the episode, guys. Let's take a short break and hear from one of our sponsors.
Hey, squad, as we take a quick break from our episode, I want to ask you a would you rather question. Would you rather have a painful shaving nick when you groom your man parts, or would you rather get a precise shave with less risk of grooming accidents? Like me, of course, you answered the latter. The Multiplayer Gaming Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Manscaped, the world's best in men's below-the-waist grooming. The trimmer that I personally use is the Lawnmower 4.0. It features a cutting-edge ceramic blade that reduces grooming accidents thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is also waterproof and has a spotlight to give you a more precise shave. If you want to join over 5 million men worldwide who use Manscaped for their grooming needs, visit manscaped.com and enter the code MULTIPLAYER for 20% off and free worldwide shipping. That's the code MULTIPLAYER at manscaped.com. Remove the question and go with the sure thing at Manscaped.
Okay, we are back from break. And Michael, we are back up to you.
Oh, man, I wasn't expecting to go right now. Okay, we'll do... I'm actually just really curious about this one. It's not as funny. I mean, it could be, because we seem to make everything funny. This is our shenanigans. Okay, so would you rather only be allowed to play free-to-play games or only be allowed to pay to play AAA titles?
Ooh.
So you don't get anything between. It's either only free-to-play games or only AAA titles. And you have to buy the games. So if it's free-to-play, you're getting them free, but the quality's not there. Or AAA, which is $60 a game, whatever it is.
So you're losing all indie titles. Dang. Valheim's out, yep. Neon White's out, Hades yep. out. You're going to miss out on a lot of gems. So only free or only full $60 titles?
Yep. That's it. Just AAA or free to play. That's all you get. The other games don't exist
Give
in this world.
Give me the AAA.
Oh, rip. Yeah. Rocket League.
Well, Rocket League was paid initially. That's my loophole.
Now. Yeah, it's not what? Now. It's not now. That would count.
No, what? You lose Rocket League.
I mean,
it's
but
free
there's
to play.
Only, I feel like there's more AAA titles out there. We have the whole history of the world, too. You know what I mean? So it's like I can play any AAA title, or I can only play free-to-play games, which while they have become more popular in the last few years, I feel like I want that AAA still. Give me that experience.
What about AAA titles that are free-to-play, like Halo Infinite multiplayer?
That's Beth. They fit both categories. So
they fit both categories.
Yeah. I'm taking the AAAs on this one. The free to play, there's a lot of fun free to play games out there, but there's not enough of them that I enjoy to want to have to be stuck with that forever.
Yeah. I'm with you as well, Josh. I think there's a lot of really good free to play games, whether it's Apex Legends or a lot of the battle royales are free. I think there's a lot of good to pick from. The problem is you're going to lose out on every single good single player campaign, which tend to be my favorite memories. Even though I spend more time playing multiplayer games, I would really, really feel sad if I missed out on the next Witcher game or the next Dragon Age game. Right. I would have to have that available. So I would take the AAA titles, even though it's going to be a lot more expensive. And even though I'm going to lose a few free games, I would still rather have that than be forced to play Fall Guys or Among Us.
Right.
What about you, Michael? Do you have a choice in this one?
You could play a lot of Lost Ark if you wanted to.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Just then, do you get to pay for the... I guess if you're playing it, then you can pay for the pay-to-win part when you get to the end. I'm still jaded by that, by the way. It still
Diablo
makes
Immortal,
happy.
You can play that all you want.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Overwatch 2?
Sure, Overwatch 2, free-to-play?
I still think the answer for me is going to be AAA, because I'm more of a story game person. It's just like, basically, cut-and-paste Paul's answer here, and yeah. That, I think that's exactly where we're at. It's just, yeah.
Okay, Josh, we are now up to you. Ooh. What you got with this next one?
Back to me. All right.
Does it involve underwear?
No, not this one.
Or belly buttons.
Everyone's going to be disappointed. No.
All right. I got to tone it down just a little bit. Let me be serious. I can be serious for a minute, and then I'll come back to some of the crazy stuff, because I've got a couple good ones still. So, okay. Legitimately, would you rather be the best tank, healer, or DPS on a pro esports team?
Oh, okay.
So you're one of the best in the world. You're on, like, you're playing at, you know, the Super Bowl of Overwatch or League of Legends or whatever. You know, like, what would you rather be known for? Being the best tank, being the best healer, or being the best DPS?
I would say best DPS, because that's going to translate to other stuff, I feel, a lot easier. If I'm a world-class Mercy player in Overwatch, like, that's cool, I guess. I don't know that that's going to...
honors and stuff, you know?
Sure. Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, specifically, if I was a world-class Mercy player, that's not going to translate to anything else terribly well, or being, like, a really good Reinhardt. So I would rather be a really good DPS, and whether that's playing someone like Genji in Overwatch or playing any kind of shooter, I would rather have that skill, because that's going to carry over to a lot of other stuff. And I feel like it's just a little more glamorous. I'd rather go down as the great DPS than as a really good healer. Being a really good healer is, I don't know, like, what's the old joke? Like, being the tallest people in a town of little people. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's not that great if you're the best healer. I'd rather be the best DPS.
Interesting.
I would say, you know, when you look at, like, DPS and you look at tanks and healers, DPS is like the quarterback. It's like the flashy one that everyone knows. Like, oh, man, so many kills. You're always checking the kill counts and all that stuff. You know, nobody remembers on the NFL team. I mean, they do, but not as many people will know the defensive player of the year versus the top quarterback. You know, and I feel like DPS is like the big thing. That being said, I'm going to go tank here. 100%, because I feel like DPS is awesome, and yeah, other people would know who you are, but I feel like internally your team, when I play Overwatch, for instance, and I have a really, really good tank, like, that guy kind of helps carry so much of the weight, and having that dependable person who's that good, like, your team acknowledges it and just knows, like, we kind of depended on you. Healer's the same way too, but that's more of a support thing. Well, it literally is a support thing. It's literally a support
thing. It's more of like a healer thing that healers
it's
do.
Kind of
they're
exactly.
Healers are kind of like healers, guys. Like, you make people better. There's something about being a good tank that when people acknowledge, like, Ryan, dude, when I play a good Reinhardt, and I've had it in several, you know, matches. Well, like, two. I've had two good matches in my life. Yeah.
We were there for both of them. So
yeah, you were there. But people are like, man, that was like, that was an amazing Ryan. Like, just the way I got the pins down, all that stuff. They're like, didn't carry it, but, like, that was clutch. That was awesome. And I feel like that's so satisfying to be, like, the unsung hero. Like, you know what you did, versus the person that just always goes out and has the most kills.
This is going to sound weird, but I both agree and disagree with Michael. Because
that's weird.
I disagree that the quarterback is the DPS. I think that's your wide receivers or your running back that are the DPS. They're the ones that flash. Everybody cheers. You know, they have that short, brief, exciting moment. But for me, the quarterback of the team is the tank.
And I could see that.
I would actually want to be the tank in this regard, because it's the heart of the team. Like, yes, healers are doing their job, and having amazing healers are going to make everybody look good. That's like the coach on the sideline. But nobody wants to be the coach. you know, but the tank is the heart of the team, the captain of the team. It's the guy that maybe doesn't get all of the attention or the highlight videos, but the team, it's like the anchor point. And that's, for some reason, that's what I would want to be in like that pro arena. I get maybe you're not in the limelight as much as the DPS guys and you don't have the highlight reels and stuff like that, but you're kind of the glue, you know, that keeps the team together. And so that's, I think that would fit what I would want to be a little bit better.
My analogy was good. Yours was better. Cause that does totally make sense.
We both got the right choice, like, though.
Yeah.
Paul went with the selfish pick of like, give me the fame.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Give me the fame. You asked me, what would I rather? Yeah. The, playing tank is, I was thinking in my head, cause I'm more of a basketball fan than you guys. It's more of the point guard position where they are determining the pace. I almost exclusively play healers in Overwatch. And I know we're talking about Overwatch a lot today, but I've been playing a lot of the Overwatch 2 beta. There is nothing more frustrating than sitting back as a healer, watching a tank that will not move in.
Yeah.
And they won't go past the checkpoint. King's Row on attack. I cannot tell you how many times Orion pops out and holds their shield, loses all the shield HP, and just stands there doing nothing for 4 seconds and just keeps doing it over and over. And I'm like, Ryan, you gotta move in, dude. Like, if we fight here forever, we're never gonna win.
Yeah.
So it's really important to have a tank that understands pacing and sensing. Okay, we just gotta pick. I gotta move in now. And maybe I die, but that's okay because we have the numbers and we have to play aggressively. It's so vital. And if you have a really bad tank, you're really gonna pull down the whole team. So I think tank and DPS make the most sense. It's just the idea of being like a superstar healer. I'm not getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also, just as an addition to that, a caveat, it's also annoying when a tank is too aggressive and they think they're a DPS. Like, there's that balance that you've got to have. And all the good pros, they have that balance, but also the teamwork. And so, anyways, that's it.
Oh, yeah. No, nothing is worse than a Rhyme that immediately turns a corner and immediately charges 1v5 or 1v6. Yeah. And it's like, I don't have line of sight. No one can heal you. And then they're like, we're the healers. You know, there's nothing worse than that. So there you go. Paul's healer soapbox. Okay. I think we're up to me.
We are
for
back
to Would You Rather. All right. And we're, we got a little more time here for one or two each. Okay. Here we go. Would you guys rather have to live in the world of Elden Ring, or live in the world of Escape from Tarkov?
Ooh, give me Elden Ring. Taking that Elden Ring, baby. Give me the beautiful Erd trees and the vistas.
Beautiful.
And the Erd tree's gorgeous, man.
It's a pretty grim setting still.
Yeah, but just the Erd tree is the only beautiful part.
I mean, there's some really, really nice vistas. I'll take Elden Ring all day because Escape from Tarkov. Well, Escape from Tarkov is, it seems like post-apocalyptic. Like, yes, it's forested. That's pretty. But literally everything is trying to kill you from the shadows. At least in Elden Ring, I know, like, oh, look, this thing's coming at me. You know, I can run away versus Tarkov, where some camper is just going to sit in a bush and kill me. And there's nothing. The world's empty. There's nothing out there. At least Elden Ring's interesting and you can explore and there's horses and there's the occasional person that doesn't want to murder you.
Is there?
Yeah,
there's
sure.
There's like two.
Fia,
in Elden Ring.
Fia gives me hugs.
Sure.
Oh yeah, if you want the Fia hugs.
what if so you're just wandering down the road and you run into Godrick the Grafted? Like, that's not going to happen in Tarkov. Tarkov has no monsters. Tarkov has
everybody's
people who might act like monsters.
Everybody's a monster in Tarkov.
But Elden Ring is literally filled with real life horrific monsters.
I would lose my mind if I was in Elden Ring. I would lose because nothing there, like, there's nothing friendly about, like, yes, the landscape is actually quite beautiful. It really is. There's nice water, got some caves to explore, but there's like no normal people you can talk to. You can't talk to anyone who's normal. Everybody's got this weird thing going on.
Do you talk to anybody in Tarkov?
I don't know. I've never played it. That's part of the problem. I don't know where to go with this.
You can try. Yeah. They're just going to shoot you in the face.
I mean, I feel like this is just like, this is bad.
It's a bad pick either way. There's no good
answer. I'm going Elden Ring. Give me that fantasy setting, man. I'll take fantasy setting 10 times out of 10 over post-apocalyptic, just humans murdering each other willy-nilly.
All right. So now, I think this is my answer. If I am in this world of Elden Ring and Josh is in the world of Elden Ring. Can we be friends in the world of Elden Ring together so I have somebody to talk to?
As long as, that would be a clear answer. As you're my summons. Like, I summoned you. You didn't summon me.
Oh, okay.
Sure. And how long are you guys going to live in Elden Ring?
I've got martial Josh, training.
Josh, Forge. How long did you play Elden Ring before you died?
I don't know.
Four minutes?
4 minutes.
Five minutes?
5 minutes, maybe. Six.
Okay, so it's, you're really going to enjoy all those visuals of wherever you spawn in Elden Ring, and it's all going to come to a close.
My first death was against the tree knight when you first start out, the golden
Mine was
knight.
Too.
And I was like, oh, what's this guy? And then, boop, dead. I still remember.
Hello,
it.
Good sir.
Yeah, that's what I did. I had no idea. I had no idea there were no friendly NPCs, and I just walked up to him like, I'm going to go talk to this guy. Nope.
No. Yeah, I think I might go Tarkov. I think that life would suck, but I'm going to survive way longer than I am.
You're going to live in your blown out schoolroom and just hope that nobody ever finds you in there?
Yeah, bunker down, lock myself somewhere.
I don't know. Sure. I'd rather enjoy the world for a few moments.
Well, but if you're in that world, are you in that universe? So do you come back to life and have to go get your stuff off your body?
No.
You're just dead.
No. Yeah, game over, man.
Then I'm definitely picking Elden Ring, because in this case, like, since I'm picking between two terrible choices, just end it quickly.
Get it over.
Yeah.
No, my wife has always said, if it's a zombie apocalypse, I'm just going to let them take me because I don't want to be on the run. It's my wife's hottest take, and it cracks me up every time. She's like, nope, I'm literally going to lay down and just, come on, zombies, just take me. All right, Michael, back to you. This might, this go is probably going to be your last
no,
one.
No, I got
so pick
lots
a good
of good
one.
Ones. Go fast, aww. Michael.
If we go, can we do rapid fire and just fly
Maybe.
Through two of them?
Depends on how much you talk.
Sure. Oh,
okay. I abstain from answering this question.
Remember the notes, Michael.
Dang it.
It was the one note.
All right. This one might be my last one, so I'm gonna pick a good one. I don't know if this one's allowed or not, but I'm gonna ask it anyways. Would you rather have to attend a family reunion naked or not be able to video game or game for 5 years?
Easy.
This barely qualifies as a gaming would you rather, but I'll allow it.
I'm going naked right, to the here. Family reunion. I don't think it would with my family. I don't think it would even surprise them that much, to be honest.
Josh is already naked at family reunions.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Couple drinks in, it's just the norm.
I haven't met Josh.
That's easy.
Family,
I'm not giving
so
up. I'm not giving up my primary form of relaxation and stress relief and hobby and podcasting just because I'm scared of my family seeing. My family's already seen my naked body. I was born into that family. Might be hairier now, and you know, but they've seen it all before.
I feel like if Josh has if this is a scheduled family reunion that he's going to go to next year, he has time to grow his beard really long and then just tie it between his legs and he's wearing clothes.
There you go. That's the loophole.
All right.
Oh boy, family reunion naked or no games for 5 years.
And I can turn it into a gaming question on both sides. Would you rather attend a family reunion naked and still play games
during the family reunion?
Right. Sure.
Sure. You know, my family is just so prudish. I know Josh's family. They're much more bohemian. They're a little more open in that regard. My family would be so mortified. I mean, this is my upbringing. I was not allowed to watch a lot of PG-13 movies, even when I was 14, 15, 16 years old. I remember being told I was not allowed to go see certain movies at the movie theater. My family was very tight and prudish about anything in that regard. I think I might get disowned if I showed up in my birthday suit.
I could see your family exiling you and just being like, Paul, we have voted. You are now exiled.
I feel like Josh's family would legitimately laugh and be like, oh, that's a great joke. Where my family would be like, we need to have a serious conversation. How are you doing? And we're going to hospitalize you immediately.
Right.
Yeah. I might have to go with no games for 5 years.
I'm sorry,
guys.
Paul. I'll tell you how great God of War Ragnarok is. Don't worry.
Oh, man. Oh. Yeah. And the next one or two entries. I'm probably missing those, too.
What about you, Michael?
I think that like one of them is just one really bad day, right? That's a really bad day. I'm naked around my family reunion. And my family's probably going to have mixed. They're probably somewhere between Josh and Paul's families. Which, by the way, my favorite part about this question was that I got to hear Paul say the word bohemian. I've never heard him say that word before. That would be very happy. but I'd rather have one really bad day and just like an awkward conversation for the next year or so, and then just nobody would ever bring it up again, because that'd be that one day that Michael went crazy.
Your family would forget after a year, like they would never bring it up again. I feel like my family would talk about me until the day we all die.
My family has a weird thing where we just don't talk about things sometimes. Like if it's a painful memory, we just won't ever bring it up again. And I'm like, that's cool. I don't got to hear about it again. It was a rough day, but I get video games the next 5 years. So I'll go naked.
Got a lot of dust under that rug, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Do we have a whole show we can dedicate to that? It'd be real depressing.
Very nice. All right. All right. I like the question. All right, Josh, you got your next
I'm trying to debate whether going like an actual really good gaming question or just going off the rails again. All right, let's do a good gaming question here. Would you rather have, and you can only pick one, and all of the other ones go away? Okay, so whichever one you don't pick, you lose access forever to the others. Would you rather have The Elder Scrolls 6, The Witcher 4, Dragon Age 4, or Mass Effect 5?
Ooh.
You pick one, like, and you do not get the other three.
I feel like this question, I have to take notes on it. You ask me more than two things at one time.
Elder Scrolls 6, Witcher 4, Dragon Age 4, Mass Effect 5.
I don't like this question.
No, I don't want to. Can I get
the
silly question?
These are all games that should come out in the next 5 years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That are probably some of the most anticipated releases of the decade.
Absolutely.
So which one are you saying, I'm planting my flag on this one, even if I'd never get to play any of the other ones?
All right, I'll knock mine out real fast, just because I haven't played Dragon Age and I'm barely into Mass Effect 1. So I'm going to push those aside because I haven't made it a priority in the 40 years I've walked this earth to play either one of those franchises. So it's really between Witcher for me and Elder Scrolls 6. And that's hard because I love the Elder Scrolls games. But kind of a hot take, I was actually, even though I liked it, I was disappointed in Skyrim. Because I feel like a follow-up to Oblivion, it just didn't have that feeling. They didn't have the way the AI worked in the other game, whereas you walk through the town and you accomplish things. Hey, aren't you the one they call the hero of Kvatch? I haven't said that in a long time on this show. That's crazy. I said that
things
like the first
going
six episodes
so well.
And then haven't.
They were going so well.
And The Witcher was incredible.
Note number two, stop talking about the hero. Right?
Oh, shoot. There's a red light flashing on a monitor that says, wrap it up. It's like the Oscars.
We just need a buzzer for Michael where Paul's, we can just shock him.
No, Paul's just going to start playing orchestral music.
Yes, like the Oscar playoff.
Yeah. I'm going Elder Scrolls. I love The Witcher, but I can't get enough of that Elder Scrolls franchise, and I feel like, you know, Bethesda can do no wrong anyways, right? Wink, wink, right?
Sure. Never done anything wrong.
So it's
going to
be
never.
Great. Yeah, it's going to be Fallout 76.
Plus, Elder Scrolls, you're getting probably VR options, if nothing else, modding, through the modding community. We know
mods,
you love mods.
It's sold. It's sealed. The mods.
Elder
the mods
Scrolls.
Sealed it.
Yeah, I could see you picking that. See, for me, I'm the exact opposite, where as much as I love Elder Scrolls, I love that series the least out of those four. So I definitely would not pick Elder Scrolls. I agree with you, Michael. Oblivion, I think, might have been the peak. Maybe it's all going to be downhill from here. Skyrim is great, but I preferred Oblivion. For me, the next Mass Effect 5 is too much of a gamble. It's not going to have Shepard. Andromeda was a huge bust. I enjoyed Andromeda, but it's nothing compared to the original trilogy. So for me, this comes down to The Witcher, where I have to trust CD Projekt Red, who I don't really trust after Cyberpunk, or I have to trust BioWare, really trust.
Wait, didn't you get 100% completion on Cyberpunk, though? Like 100% of everything.
Oh, I love Cyberpunk, sure.
Oh, but you don't trust him. But you love other games.
No. Yeah, I Cyberpunk I love despite being a huge mess.
Ah, gotcha.
It's the mess that I love. I would have to say, boy, yeah, I'm going to say The Witcher. Witcher The Witcher 4? Is the one I would pick. As much as I'm looking forward
That's
to the next Dragon Age,
I did
I'm
not
say
think
Witcher.
That one for you, Paul. I figured Michael Elder fight. Scrolls, but that's impressive. I'm picking Witcher 4. Honestly, not being able to play any of the other three would break my heart. But if I had to say, hey, this is the one I want, I'm going Witcher 4. I think CD Projekt Red knows they messed up. I think they're going to pour everything they have into Witcher 4 as their redemption story. I'm with you, Paul. Mass Effect, I feel like the series has gone downhill. I love Elder Scrolls. I think Skyrim's better than Oblivion. I know that's a different take than you guys, but we're getting Starfield, and I feel like that's Elder Scrolls 6 a la Space.
Space Edition.
So it scratches that itch for me in that regard.
Will it have
it's
space
gonna be
dragons?
The same formula. I'm sure it will. You know?
Probably will, yeah, you're right.
So I'm with Paul. It's a toss-up between Dragon Age 4 and Witcher 4. I got to go Witcher 4 on this one.
Here's the thing, though. I played Witcher 3 not very long ago.
Yeah.
If I were to play Dragon Age Inquisition, I guarantee you I would immediately
like,
change my answer.
It's whatever, Age 4.
It's whatever I've played last.
Right.
That's what it's
the recency
come down
bias
to.
Is strong with this one.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I love The Witcher. I love Dragon Age, and I love Mass Effect. That's a really hard Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Josh. So I will go ahead and concede my time to the speaker because I know we're just about out. Michael, did you have one last one you wanted to throw out, or do you just want to call it there and save yours for next time?
Well, we're all even right now. If you ask your question, do you have one?
I was going to say, if you bring us home, Paul, then that's
yeah,
an even
bring us
rotation.
Home, Paul.
All right, you want me to hit you with one last question?
Let's do it. Yeah, it makes sense. We've all asked, what, four or five? So,
all right, let's see here. all right. Since Josh is bringing the four-part Would You Rather, ooh, I'll go ahead and bring a three-part Would You Rather.
I got you beat.
All right. I'm gonna reference our good old Make Love, Marry, Murder segment, ooh, that we normally talk about on our deep dives. And I'm going to ask you guys, marry, make love, murder, Mercy, Diva, and May. Mercy,
actually,
Diva, May. You got to marry one.
This one's not hard for me.
You got to murder one.
Because I just talked about that in I believe it was our mid-year awards episode that I said that one of the categories was best like wife material, and I said Mercy in that regard. So
that's
I will
an easy pick for that
I
one.
Will marry Mercy. I will murder Diva. She's annoying, and then I will. What's the other option? Make love to May.
Spend some time with May.
spend some quality time
through that.
You know.
Yeah.
Ironically, Diva, the only gamer of the bunch, but you're going to murder her, huh?
I would, because she's just, her voice lines are annoying. She is stronger out of her mech, you know, but I don't know. The other two are much more my style.
All right. What about you, Michael? Do you concur or do you have a different opinion?
This one's really hard for me. The Mary is not hard. I'm definitely marrying Mercy. It's just there's no question. Nobody out there is going to answer this question any differently. You marry
I don't know.
Mercy.
May is a pretty good candidate there.
Oh, you're right. Dang it. Oh,
she's smart. She's sweet.
She's adorable. She invents things. She took a hairdryer and made it into a freezy gun.
Yep.
Still, that being said, it was really hard between Diva and May because, like, Diva does have that outfit she wears where she's in the police uniform. And she's a cop. And that, I don't know why.
And the
I
show,
don't know why.
And the show.
Michael likes a woman in uniform.
But I'm going to murder her because of the same reason that that Josh murdered here. She just annoys the Bojeebus out of me. I don't know who Bojeebus is, but he's annoyed out of me right now. And then also Pajama. Just going to take Pajama out on a date. Sure, a good time. And that's the end of that question for me.
I agree. I think Mercy is the best marriage material out of the bunch. She's kind of the most mature and the most normal.
Yeah.
What negative thing can you say about Mercy?
Nothing.
Nothing. Right?
No.
Yeah. For me, I'm more annoyed by May than Diva. So I will swap those compared to what you guys said. Yeah, I'm going to murder
her. Why are you doing
this,
Paul?
It's because she freezes you all the time, isn't it?
I like May and Diva. They are two of my favorite characters to play, but I find May's voice and voice lines far more annoying than Diva, so I'll go ahead and murder May. As much as it might hurt me, because I do love playing as May.
It hurts me.
Yeah. I'm not happy about it, but you gotta pick one. That's the whole point of the question. All right, so we're gonna call it there, boys, and we're gonna save all the rest of our Would You Rathers.
I got a lot of good ones, so we'll have to do this episode again.
We got to do this again sometime, guys.
Yeah, we'll come back to it for sure. I know these are a ton of fun. So yeah, thank you to everyone out there for listening to the episode. Thank you to Manscaped for sponsoring us for this episode. As a reminder, if you want to check out our Patreon page, go to multiplayersquad.com. You can also follow us on socials everywhere at Multiplayer Pod, and we would love for you to come join our free Discord server. There's a link in the episode description. It's free and open to the public. We'd love to have you there. That's a great way to see announcements about the show. And we would also love to hear your guys' feedback. So if you have suggestions for deep dives or ideas for bonus round episodes, we would love to hear from you all. So come check us out on Discord. And then I think we are all done with this episode. So we will be back on Thursday for This Week in Gaming. And until then, hope you guys are all having a blast and got good games that you're jumping into. And until next Thursday, happy gaming.
Cheers, all.
Would you guys rather end the episode or...